At one time, people got information from the federal government via stagecoach. Later came radio, TV, and air raid sirens. Today, people get much of their information online. Accenture Federal Services just a few days ago polled people in the D.C. area to ask how they prefer to get information from the federal government. Kathy Conrad, the Director of Digital Government at Accenture Federal Services, joins me with what they found. Kathy, good to have you back.
Thanks very much. I'm happy to be here.
What did you find out? You asked people exactly what questions when you polled them.
We interviewed about a couple hundred people in the Washington, D.C., about 500 people in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area to ask them about their top three preferred channels for receiving information for the government. Questions like, do they want federal agencies to send them an email or a tweet? Do they like their mail electronic or with a stamp on it? And it turns out that people really aren't quite as forward-leaning as perhaps many of us have assumed.
So I guess it's fair to say they don't want to get information by stagecoach or postcard anymore.
Maybe not stagecoach, but interestingly, they do prefer email. And so what we found is that 3 in 4 people across all generations prefer email to communicate with government agencies.
Interesting. So because government agencies have put so much effort into, well, their websites, also the social media platforms, but it sounds like they're not all that popular for at least this type of information.
I wouldn't say that it's not so much that they're not popular. I think it's that people are accustomed to using email and trust email to be secure and private. And it, to me, the bottom line is that while you still have about a third of citizens who want to visit government websites to get information. And we know, interestingly, that from the digital analytics program, we know that about a third of all that website traffic comes from mobile devices. But then we also heard that about, 25% of federal employees would want to use a mobile app to communicate with the government, only 13% of the general public does. So what we're seeing is an increasing use of mobile apps with federal employees leading the way. So to me, the conclusion is that we really need to stick with the principle of offering a multi-channel, omni-channel experience where we're able to meet the public wherever they want to be, whenever they want to interact with the government. So anywhere, anytime, any device approach continues to be the most important to be able to meet public needs.
So if an agency discovers, for example, that its particular constituency, perhaps it's Social Security, for example, where maybe more people would be email-oriented than perhaps mobile phone or Twitter-oriented, nevertheless, they're not off the hook for being able to offer information by all of those means also.
Yeah, and that even though somebody may prefer to use one channel or another. Overall, we found that 86% of people want to increase or maintain their digital interaction. So it's not to say at all that the public isn't interested in digital interaction. It's more that people recognize that there's still a ways to go.
And in polling the people, were you able to break down the preferences by, say, age or other demographics?
To some extent. Again, this was a pulse survey, so we didn't do, months and months of analysis. But we found that some of these results were actually consistent across demographics. If you look, if you wanted to drill down into some more of the, more, for instance, with millennials, you do, of course, find some differences.
With respect to millennials, what are their preferences?
Interestingly, less than 20% of millennials would use Facebook or Twitter to receive information from the government, which I found kind of surprising, but as I had said earlier, about 3 out of 4 people across all generations do prefer email. So I think to me the surprising finding was that fewer millennials than may have been expected would prefer to use Facebook or Twitter to receive information from the government, but everyone seems to continue to prefer email.
We're speaking with Kathy Conrad, Director of Digital Government for Accenture Federal Services. I guess I'm a little surprised at the email preference, given how much junk email there is out there, how much spam there is out there, and how much phishing attacking has been going on in some cases where the attackers are impersonating agencies like the IRS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I think despite that, email is still seen as an authentic way, generally speaking, to communicate with the government, particularly compared to some of the channels which are less built out, like chat or social media, while agencies across government are using social media increasingly and using it more effectively. I think it's more obvious to people how to engage with an agency over email than it may be how to use social media effectively.
So it may be that what people are saying, and I'm just guessing here, but maybe in your experience you can help me here, people would rather maybe initiate the contact using email as opposed to just getting information over the transom, so to speak, from federal agencies.
I think some of it depends on the type of user that we're talking about, and I don't know if you've seen the recent research that came out of USA.gov and with 18F and USA.gov doing their labs open federal front door work, which again shows that there are a lot of people who, for instance, rely on family members to communicate with the government. So there are different kinds of users across the public, those who are comfortable using social media, those who are not, and those who still need perhaps family member assistance to even use email.
There's two implications here, then. One is that if agencies initiate using email, they need to make sure that it can be done in a secure way, and maybe people's authentication systems have to be beefed up so that you don't get this phishing man-in-the-middle type of attack that's so common. And secondly, that agencies need to put contact information out there to a much greater extent than they do in order for people to email them initiating the email.
Yeah, I think agencies are very much focused on those two things. Certainly, security is a high priority for every federal agency, and I don't think you'd find a single agency that isn't doing everything they can to really ensure the security of their email communication, as with other forms of communication. And at the same time, there's been quite a lot of work done to make sure that the public knows how to engage with agencies. There's been there are a number of things that have been done on USA.gov to not only create a complete agency listing, but also make that data available to the public through an API so that it can easily be consumed by other third parties who are looking to perhaps increase engagement with either a particular agency or a particular set of agencies around a timely topic.
And I guess a third challenge is email has to be like the telephone. When people call, you've got to answer. And so when people do email, you've got to make sure that the recipient or somebody that can stand in for the recipient gets back to that person.
For sure. And I think that goes back to the conversation we had a week or two ago about customer experience, that independent of whatever channel an agency is using to engage with the public, it's important to know what the public's or what the customer's expectations are, and then have different ways to make sure that those expectations are being made, whether that's through email, on the phone, or in person.
So it sounds like this email idea is probably ripe for a little bit deeper research.
I think so, to try to make sure we understand when and why people are using email. And the research that was done under the Federal Front Door work does dig into that in some more detail. And of course, Accenture will continue to probe some of these issues to try to understand what it means and how we can help government agencies meet those needs more effectively.
Kathy Conrad is Director of Digital Government at Accenture Federal Services. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks very much again. I always enjoy talking with you, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.